أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد الحمد لله another beautiful night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to maximize the remaining nights of Ramadan inshaAllah al-Aziz tonight is a very simple and beautiful dua And this is a dua that I'm sure 99% of all of us should actually know. And if you don't know this dua, then you should certainly memorize it as soon as possible. Although we are going through quite a few duas, what makes it more meaningful is learning the context and the story behind that particular dua and how it came about, which gives us that much more connection to that particular dua. So when we read it, we remember the entire story, and then we can also associate ourselves with that as well. So this particular dua is a very, very beautiful one that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba ikram, and they would read this abundantly and excessively all the time. But before we get into the dua itself, imagine just one random day, you know, for all of the, everybody pretty much has a mobile app, a banking app on their phone. So just imagine just one day, you just open up your mobile app and then you see an extra £50,000 from somewhere that you can't even imagine, or £100,000 or £1,000,000. You'd be extremely, extremely happy that you found this treasure, or this treasure came to you from a source that you did never expect, and neither did you actually work to achieve that particular amount. This is just the treasure and the source of happiness that we can possibly receive in the dunya. Even if you find £10 in the road, you are so happy that day you found £10, you're like, you're over the moon. So imagine finding, you know, £100,000 in your bank account. So this is, as I said, the treasures of the dunya. But imagine when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and you find a huge amount of treasure just sitting there in your accounts, waiting for you to go and claim it, and saying that this is the treasure that you accumulated in the dunya, this is the treasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with him, he was once walking and saying a very, very simple dua taught to him by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which was La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and the addition is illa billah ila aliyyil azim, but la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is also sufficient. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was walking in the market or in the street at that time as well, and then he caught up with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and he said to him that, shall I guide you towards a treasure which is from the treasures of Jannah? And he said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, tell me. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then repeated the same dua that he was already saying, because he had heard it from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that la hawla wa la quwwata is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. So the reward is there, even though we don't see it. You know, normally when you go on a treasure hunt, you go and search for the treasure, then you find it, and then you feel happy about it. But just by repeating la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that treasure has been unearthed for you and placed in Jannah, and it is waiting for you to go and receive it on the day of Qiyamah. This is one of the great rewards of reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And another narration, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and there was another sahabi, Sa'ad, that they had just read the salah itself, the normal fard salah, and they were just sitting down. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came and then prodded their feet. So the Prophet was behind them and just prodded their feet. And he said, shall I not teach you one of the treasures from the treasures of Jannah? And again, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught this dua, la hawla wa la quwwata, which means that there is no strength, no power, no might, nothing except via Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the amount of power and strength and might that we need to send a space shuttle from Earth all the way to the moon. Imagine the amount of power and might that we need to dig into the depths of the earth to extract oil and extract so many other natural resources, or just to change mud and dust into bricks and then to build huge amounts, huge buildings and skyscrapers, or to extract gold from iron ore. Everything takes a huge amount of energy. And similarly, really insan as well, he requires the strength and the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to change himself. So Ibn Mas'ud, he mentions, la hawla actually means that there's no way that you can stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with the help of Allah azza wa jal. This is what la hawla means. And he mentions that there's no way that you can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need the help, we need the power and the might and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep away from disobedience and also to maintain the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hawla comes from tahawul, which means to change from one state to another. To change from one thing to another. For, you know, those of us who have flabs in our old age, we have to go through a huge amount of change and transformation to get rid of that flab and to make six packs or maybe one pack. But the point is, it's a huge amount of change and transformation that the body undergoes. And similarly, the soul and the heart and the body undergoes through that entire transformation, not on its own, but rather through the power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can change from your ghafla, from your heedlessness, to being guided by saying la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can change your own state from being in a state of debt, huge amount of debt, to becoming debt free when you turn and say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can change your sickness into health when you go and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, ya Allah, there is no power, no strength, no might, nobody is able to change my position and my situation and my hal except you, O my Lord. This is the power of saying la hawla wa la quwwata. So it's not just to receive a treasure from the treasures of Jannah, but also it gives you and empowers you and enables you to bring about that inner transformation within your life. If you just reflect upon the azan, when we say the azan, we repeat after the muazzin. The muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We also say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You shouldn't stay quiet. You should actually repeat what the muazzin is saying. And when he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, similarly you repeat. When he says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, you also repeat. But when he says, Hayya ala salah, and when he says, Hayya ala al-falah, you don't actually repeat. At these two points, you actually say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When he's saying, come to the salah, come to the success, you are acknowledging that there is no way that you are able to perform your salah, to gain any success, except via the strength and the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we actually say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, at the point of Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-falah, seeking the power and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do more good deeds for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. So one is the treasure of Jannah. The second, the power of and the virtue of la hawla wa la quwwata, is that it gives you the strength and the ability to transform yourself and to do those things which bring you closer to Allah azza wa jal, and to change your state from debt to debt free, to being from being single to being a married man, or from being sick to getting your health again. All of this is contained within that short and powerful dua, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that, shall I guide you to a door of Jannah? What? An actual door of Jannah. And then again the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba ikram that saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is actually from one of the doors of the doors of Jannah. So this dua takes you closer to Allah. It takes you from your weakness towards your strength. It takes you from disobedience towards the obedience. It takes you to the door of Jannah. And then not only when you're there at the door, it takes you towards the treasure that is waiting for you in Jannah, which is given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are weak and you want to become strong, when you are sick and you want to become healthy, you want to change your state, which is tahawul, coming from hawla, then say this dua abundantly and excessively and say, La hawla, Allah, nobody can change my state. Allah, I need your strength, I need your power, I need your might, I need your assistance, I need your guidance. Oh Allah, change my heart and make it beat for you. Enable me to live for you. Enable me to worship you in the rightful way. change my state. La hawla wa la quwwata, then there is no power or might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything happens with the quwwa, which is the might of Allah azza wa jal. If Allah ta'ala doesn't give you the strength, we become disabled, we become feeble and weak. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you the strength, you can't come to the masjid. So everything happens via the quwwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is another reason when we leave the home, and there's a dua for leaving the home. We say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the actual dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that we exit and we begin our journey in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we say, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that there I can't achieve anything in this day without the strength and the might and the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say this dua, then all of the shayateen, because remember, there's shaytans everywhere. More than humans, there are shaytan existing in the world. And there's shaytan waiting for you at every single corner, wherever you may go, within your home, outside your home. And when you say this dua, when you exit your home, the shayateen say, leave this guy alone. Why? Because this guy now, this person now, has been guided by Allah Azza wa Jal, is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is defended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's getting all of his strength and his power and his might from Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore we are unable to misguide him in any particular way. So look at the protection it affords you in the dunya when you exit your home. Look at how it takes you towards the doors of paradise, how it preserves a treasure for you in the gardens of paradise, and how it empowers you internally to change your state from so much weakness and so much disobedience and heedlessness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he mentions that nobody says this dua, la hawla wa la quwwata illa Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, except all of his minor sins are forgiven, even if those sins are the equivalent of all the foam that is there on all of the seas and all of the oceans, equivalent to all of that, just by saying this dua and turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all of your sins. So make this dua a habit in your daily adhkar, in your daily zikr that you do, and know that your power and your change and your transformation can only truly come with the strength and power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to change ourselves truly. Jazakumullahu khairan.